A Jewish Journal article. When home is a Jewish bakery. Years ago, when my kids were small, and we were in Los Angeles for Thanksgiving, at the home of my mother, my then 6-year-old daughter Reese asked me one morning, "Was this house where you were born? Is this where you're from?" "No, honey," I said. "This is Mimi's house. I wasn't born here exactly." "Well, where then, Mama?" I could have said I was born at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, the old Cedars in Hollywood, before they tore it down and built the fancy new one, where the celebrities now line up for their births and lipos. I also could have said I was from Edris Drive in West Los Angeles, a cute little apartment my young parents brought me home to in 1970, me riding in a car bed, them still in love. I could have said that I didn't really have a home, a family home. When I was growing up, my home was wherever my mother was, and my grandmother. Now my home is where you and your brother and your dad are. Instead, I took her to Beverly Wood Bakery. Beverly Wood Bakery is where my grandmother, my bubby, and I got off the public bus after shopping at the May Company department store every Saturday of my childhood. I always got a free rainbow sprinkled cookie if I was quiet while bubby selected her goods: challah, medium sliced, marble loaf, rye bread, thin sliced, and always, chocolate chip rolls. If you haven't had a chocolate chip roll, especially the kind made at a Jewish bakery, stop reading this and go get one immediately. You will discover a delight of buttery, chocolate-studded pastries so delicious that, when you take a bite, all you will be able to think about is the next one. Growing up, Bubby bought so many chocolate chip rolls, she would freeze them by the dozen. If you dared to go looking for ice cubes in the middle of the night, you risked death by frozen pastry. Beverly Wood's pink bakery boxes decorated Bubby's kitchen counters, and there was no ailment, physical or emotional, that their contents could not soothe. "Some Mandelbrot?" Bubby would ask the moment I walked in the house from the elementary school and later, from college or a workday. "A chocolate chip roll?" she would offer, like it was an aspirin, an ice pack. We would sit together at the breakfast table, our yellow vinyl chairs pulled closely and over slices of challah toast or rugelach, and we would talk. She would drink her tea or decaf and I would drink juice out of a jewel-toned plastic cup. Bubby had been gone at least 5 years by the day Reese and I first walked into Beverly Wood Bakery together. That smell hit us at once. That scent of everything good and wonderful in the world. It still made my head all tingly. Reese, already cookie in hand and mouth, was delighted and skipped back and forth between the glass cases picking out more treats while I tried to explain what this place meant to me, how it was special. Reese looked back at me blankly, with a big chocolatey smile. "This is where I'm from," I said to her then, motioning to the loaves of challah and later to my grandmother's house when we drove past, now that it belonged to someone else. Later that day, over corned beef at Factor's Deli and in the arms of my mother and my aunts and my cousins and uncles, I said to her, "Reese, this is where I'm from." During the summer of 2020, my husband and I brought Reese, 16, and our son Finn, 13, to visit my family in Los Angeles, socially distanced style. Of course, we had to stop by Beverly Wood Bakery. We followed pandemic protocol. One by one, we took turns entering the store and breathing in the yeasty, intoxicating scents through our masks, like oxygen. I'd never felt more at home. Geraldine Broder Murray is a Northern California-based writer whose work has appeared in Newsweek, USA Today, and Shondaland. www.geraldinebmurray.com @geraldinebmurray